with David and Ken.
And we walked back to the road, unchained.
KBOO Community Radio is the proud co-sponsor of the third annual David Bowie Memorial Bike Ride on his birthday, Tuesday, January 8th. Come ride your bike around Portland with Diablos. We celebrate the life and music of David Bowie at the Mobile Dance Party and Sing-Along. Again, that's the third annual David Bowie Memorial Bike Ride at 8 p.m. on January 8th at the corner of Southwest Broadway and Main in downtown Portland near the Schnitzer. More information can be found on the KBOO website under Community Events.
World Arts Foundation and KBOO would like to invite you to the 34th anniversary and tribute to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. entitled We've Come This Far, Keep Alive the Dreams. On Monday, January 21st, 2019, from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Highland Christian Center, 7600 Northeast Gleason Street. There'll be a host of civic leaders, choirs, the Jefferson Dancers, and of course, our own Victory Village Marketplace. Again, keep alive the dream. Monday, January 21st from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Highland Christian Center, 7600 Northeast Gleason. Presented by the World Arts Foundation and broadcast live by KBOO Community Radio.
KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
No facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sets, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal.
Hey.
Yes, welcome, welcome. It is the beginning of the year, and this is your favorite show, Calculated Conversation Radio, man.
2019, that's the year.
2019, yeah.
We have made it.
So, yes.
Another revolution around that sun.
We are still living, still alive, happy to be here. We got a great show ahead for you tonight. I'm your host, Dave Exclusive.
Yes, I'm Ken Jones.
A.K.A. Makai Swiper. He thought I forgot about that. I never forgot about that. Ever, man.
That's funny. How you been, Ray?
Good, good, man. Had a good New Year's. I brought it in amazing. Of course, knowing me, I was at work for New Year's. But seeing that I work in promotions at times, I mean, it wasn't a bad, horrible thing to do or place to be.
Yeah.
We was at the Splash Bar last night for a New Year's party, man, and put it together with my guy Champagne James and Dan Pitbull. Riddle, so it was packed out, man.
Yeah,
it was fun. Energy was great. The vibe was different. Music was good. You know, it was a nice way to come into the new year, surrounded by a lot of good energy.
Yeah.
So
you know what I was trying to dial? I was trying to think about when like I know we launched March.
March 6th to be exact.
But I was trying to dial in the when was the tester?
Oh, the pilot show?
Yeah.
Oh shoot.
I was trying to cycle through and was feeling like it like we're coming up on that.
Oh, that anniversary.
Yeah. I can't put.
Oh. I think it's on our, that tester, I think is on, oh no, that's on my Society College YouTube page.
Okay.
Oh, can we transfer that to the Calculated Conversation?
Yeah.
We can put YouTube page?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I got that on YouTube, okay. But I don't never go to that page. But yeah. We should put that on ours. But yeah, I think that had to have been in, I want to say this month.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was running with, thinking it was somewhere in there, because I know we were trying to figure out even this launch date for the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of that, we're gonna get into how the Calculated Conversation radio show even came about and just how it was born. You know, it was a super, super, you know, it was kind of like a very timely, unplanned ordeal, for lack of better words. Unplanned, not like a pregnancy or nothing, but you know. Yeah, so it was cool, man. Before we get on that, what else is going on, man? So what'd you do for New Year's, man? I heard you just didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
You hung with the girls.
Yeah, the girls was at the house.
Your daughters?
Had the ladies, yeah. And had it was a basic one. I enjoyed was able to bring it in, of course, you know, the ones I love. And it was a moment of just standing out and seeing the sky and being able to kind of take that in. It was a clear night, which was dope. We hung out and then did the boom, boom, booms. It was a lot of that going on.
It was your daughter and her friends, right?
Well, no, my daughter, yeah, she had a friend over, and they were being loud and doing whatever the hell.
Being girls.
being girls. One of the things, though, that you know, there was this piece of reflection, because this was the first time like I didn't even have a tinge of a New Year's shot or none of that, and didn't have any plans or anything. Last year came into it sick, and so I was like, this year, you know, kind of going into clear mind. Usually I try to sit and do a write out,
right,
and do just kind of some planning, doing forecasting for the year, essentially. Going back through the past year of what's worked, what hasn't worked, you know, just trying to put all that stuff together.
Right.
And this year I feel like I kind of slid into it just on a relaxed one. And it was nice.
Right.
Well, it was chill. It was like I think I've never been the one to really go and just be out.
Mm-hmm.
Just always think about the driving.
Right.
That's what's always deterred me for the most part, is like the idea of driving or going, you know, somewhere and it just being so packed and so crazy. And it's more just the getting there.
Like,
you know what I mean? It's like being in somewhere is cool, but the getting to and getting from has never been. I don't know. I think I was just scarred from a kid always waking up on New Year's Day, looking at the news, hearing the news, and seeing everything. But you know, I know that people being able to bring it in, but just being low key with the ladies and just keeping it there. That was great. That was great for me.
Yeah, that's amazing, bro. I'm glad you know, had some good energy around you. One thing I know we was talking about off air was I think it's cool that, you know, as a male, you know, you get a chance to see a woman being, you know, kind of turning into a woman, you know, like a girl turning into a woman. Because I feel like as men, we don't really know what we just, you know, as little boys, we just see grown women. And, you know what I mean? Like, we see our mothers, she already grown and telling us what to do the first day we meet her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's like, I think that's cool. Like, you know, sometimes I wish I kind of had a daughter or something so I could kind of know more about women, you know what I mean? Understand them more and see what they go through in that process so I can kind of relate better, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think you being a man, especially an intelligent and transparent man, I think that's probably super amazing that you get a chance to see a girl blossom into a woman so you understand more about the opposite sex and you can relate that much more to women in general that you don't even know now. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it definitely heightens heightens your awareness. I feel like it heightens my awareness of being a man.
Right.
You know what I mean? And and you know, putting myself back into being a teenager, putting myself into being a young 20-something,
right?
And the interactions, you know, now raising, you mm-hmm. know, girls, and like, you know, I mean, my oldest is 20, but it's like, you know, with Karma being here full time right here, it's
well, Karma's 14 or 13?
13. She'll be 14 in a couple months, uh-huh. but but it's like being able to be patient, right? Mm-hmm. That's one thing is to teach, because it's like, you know, I can't just say. And I know they have this thing of, you know, you shouldn't treat boys and girls, but I treat my son, there's definitely a difference in the way in which I communicate with him,
mm-hmm.
that I tiptoe around conversation with her a lot more than him.
Oh.
And now with that, me saying that, not meaning she's baby, like I'm very direct, we have a very open channel, but it's where making comments about appearance and things like that, like I'm mindful mm-hmm. of those type of things,
right.
as opposed to with my son, you know, it's, right. We'll just say it.
Right.
Also, you know, seeing where, seeing that development of going from when she came just being, you know, a 10-year-old, you know what I mean? And a fresh 10-year-old at that.
Right, right.
And now about to be, you know, 14. And that's a huge jump. That little space of time, you go from just, I'm just a little girl. Just
mm-hmm.
And now, you know, being independent and, you know, very mature and so on. And like seeing her trying to come into herself, the whole power dynamics at school, mm-hmm. you know, just mm-hmm. a lot, and trying to understand it, because there's a lot that I'm confused by. There's a lot, bro, that I sit and I'm like, why is this an issue?
Right, right.
But again, I've never been a girl. I don't, but it's an issue. So I got to take it partway serious, I guess. You know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah.
I think that's where the biggest struggle comes, of trying to be sensitive to something I have no idea what that experience is like.
Right, right.
And that can be tricky.
Right.
That can be tricky because it's a whole nother set of pressures and so on, that being on the receiving end of that is very different than being on this end.
Yeah, yeah, because I bet just on the forefront, I mean, you know, even in just relationships, brother and sister, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, father, daughter, I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, men and women, they really react and see things completely different. And I just don't think we realize sometimes how different that actually can be.
And the world treats,
you know,
different.
And there's certain things that just don't make sense to you as a man,
right?
That women think about and that they act on, and mm-hmm. like, that don't even make sense,
right.
You know what I mean? And I guess we have to kind of forget about what doesn't make sense to us and really try to figure out what is she seeing that I'm not,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
So you can try to relate,
right?
So I just feel like being a father and raising a daughter from, you know, day one to up to this level, you get to see all that. And I feel like even in your relationships outside your family, you get a chance to be a little bit more, I say, conscious of some of their feelings and some of their, it's really hard. I mean, I'm not, I hope people out there don't think I'm making it sound easy, because I think, you know, I feel like I'm intelligent and I'm smart. I still find it very difficult to try to understand women a lot of the time, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm often very confused, you know, like I'm trying to understand, and I'm sure they're trying to understand us on the same note.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
I just feel like we, you know, I think we really might be from Mars, man. You know what I'm saying? They might be from Venus. But anyways, yeah, that was but I thought that was just cool that you was able to pull. I mean, like I said, if I wouldn't have worked, I'd have like probably been in the house and relaxing.
Yeah.
Like, I prefer to talk all New Year's to people that can hear me,
right?
And,
right.
And talk about life and society and stuff like that. But
yeah.
So that was our New Year's. We hope y'all had a good one. Brought it in swell and surrounded yourself with some love and some good people and good vibes and energy and
people that love you.
And keep yourself hopeful. You know, I mean, realistically, I'm gonna just do the same thing that, I mean, I've been doing every year. I don't really do a whole lot of resolutions because I'm constantly trying to figure out how to get better every day, and I just, obviously, I don't really want to wait until a certain time to start thinking about that.
Yeah,
you know, but I'm just, you know, we gonna continue to do what we doing and be who we've been and just try to build off the love and the energy and the I think the level of awareness that we have that seems to be touching people in the right places, you know, no pun intended.
Yes.
So anyways, Our phone number here. Our phone number here is 503-231-8187. Okay, if you want to call in, you can, you know, give us a little story about your New Year's. Something good happened. Did you mend a relationship? Did you have to break one off? You know, did you get further? Did you get closer? Did you get further away? You know, just touch bases. Let us know where you're coming from.
You know, I feel like it's definitely that time of the year to clean slate. And, you know, and for the people out there, too, I think we all have the resolutions of, you know, your basics of getting fit, getting trim, right, and, you know, cutting off dead weight if we got it, and so on. Just, my only piece of advice would do, attach whatever it is that you're going to do, anchor it to something that actually matters.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think we all see there's gym was crazy from January to February. And,
right.
You know, so just attach it to something that's actually going to go. I know I've thrown a couple things out there for myself this year that, you know, want to get in check to where my so then this for the listeners, this is the challenge of y'all, because my red cup is still going to be showing up, but it's going to be coming accompanying me empty a lot more, or with just some regular juice.
Nice.
So I'm cutting it in half. I'm gonna cut it in half, even though I don't be nowhere sauced or nothing. I was having a conversation. It was like, I be having drinks and they don't even give a slight buzz. And right. I don't get drunk or nothing. So it's not even a point at that point. So that's my thing this year. So cup check me.
Right, right.
if you see me.
But, all right, let me get a sip of that, bro.
Nah, but yeah, just attach it to something. You know, coming into this new year, it is, you know, new beginnings. That's the idea of it. I think it's a great starting point. It's one of those things that, you know, you can attach and run it from that first. And, you know, that's an easy gauge. And I hope that everybody out there, you know, has something that they're going to be able to look back at the end of this year and see that they saw through from beginning to end.
Right.
You know,
right,
and right. No matter how small or large that is, that could be, you know, monitoring the way your face reacts to information. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, whatever, no matter if it ain't, it doesn't have to be somebody else's idea of a big change. Just whatever's right. going to help you in the long run. I'm behind it. I'm for it.
Right.
Push that.
Right. Absolutely. Salute to that. Salute to that. You know, yeah, just, you know, keep it moving forward, you know, just hang around the right people. Make sure you become extremely conscious of where you're spending your energy and just really become aware of yourself. I was telling somebody the other day, like, you know, when a person really gets to a point where they're, like, really aware of themselves and what they're doing, they begin to understand the world a little bit better, and then they kind of know where they fit in it.
Yeah.
And then you're not so confused about this world. You right. like you stop hating the world, you stop hating people, you start focusing more on things that you love, because your focus and your passion or whatever is kind of a little bit is more stronger than what you know, than some of the hate and some of the things that you're not gonna do. I mean, they're gonna get you further,
right?
And so I think that's always a good note to kind of begin on, I would say.
Right.
So anyways, speaking of goals, I want to talk a little bit about I was thinking about New Year's today, man, and what I was grateful for. And I got to say that I'm super grateful for this show. Calculated Conversation started in, I think, March 6th was our first show. Flat and it's shit. Funny when you listen to our, like, if you on that, if you can go to kboo.fm and search Calculated Conversation and go listen to our first show.
Yeah.
Compared to us now, we were just like two little boys in there on the just kind of trying to figure it out, even though right. the show was still good. It was right. a good first show, man.
Right.
You know, like, it was something that no matter what, it was just natural to us. Mm-hmm. You know, but you can still see the difference in, I think, our comfortability, you know what I'm saying, like, just the flow.
Yeah, the flow.
You know, just the way we kind of handle ourselves now, we more relaxed, I think, and I think we become a little bit more personal.
Right.
You know, we were more just kind of like, I don't know, I want to say kind of systematic a little bit with just what we were talking about, mm-hmm. whatever, you know. And then as time went by, I feel like we start talking more about ourselves
right.
and things that we actually that happened to us, so mm-hmm. people can kind of see how we relate some of these principles to our real life as well.
Right.
So
right.
that was pretty dope.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, yeah, about how I was grateful for the show, man, and kind of how it all started out. it was a crazy story. But speaking of the dreams, I definitely knew one day I wanted to be on the radio. You know what I mean? Like I kind of always had that idea in my mind, like, man, I want to be on the radio one day, you know, and just to be able to get on there and just be me, man, and,
right,
and talk about this, the important things that sometimes we miss on the, you know, on a regular basis, and, you know, just kind of open up people a little bit, open up myself, you right. know, bring a little new energy to a radio station, and you know, we've been able to connect with a lot of people, man. We got a lot of great calls over the years, like over the year, not years. Yeah, yeah, we've been here since 2010. No, but yeah, we got a lot of great phone calls. I mean, you guys have called in with some crazy amount of support. I mean, y'all show so much love and appreciation, like, and you know, I think I speak for Ken when I say I don't think we expected for the show to go this good.
There was no way. There was no way to kind of, you know, it's us being us, right?
Right.
Like you said, to be able to find something where you're able to be yourself.
Right.
And I think that's that's what has translated throughout this.
Right.
You know, it's not a character. We're not coming in like, all right, now, no. You know, it's none of that. This is who you're going to catch inside and outside mm-hmm. of these walls. And I think that speaks a lot to itself. See, this, you know, and I relate this to many of things. Think of it like teachers you've had in life, where the teacher was maybe not the most PC or whatever it may have been, but it was him or her. You know what I mean? Like clearly being themselves, right? And being able to relate and connect with the kids and with the other staff and so on. It's just something about being able to be who you are and be comfortable in that, meaning being comfortable in not having everything figured out, being comfortable walking in your skin and figuring that out along the way and not running in this with this idea that it's going to be perfect.
Right.
And everything that I do must be like, yeah, it's great to plan, not saying just jump into things with nothing, but coming in, being who you are and being okay with that. And as long as you're ever evolving, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you're evolving through the process, as you're aging, you're evolving, but being who you are, you never have to feel like I have to come in here and put on a face.
Wow.
And it translates through a lot of these stories when we're bringing up things that have happened, different situations that we've ran into where we've got to apply, again, these different tactics to our own lives, or where we've watched it not work. Wow. So bringing this stuff up, even what we discuss off air before the show sometime, you know, of just the happenings and bringing that on air, people can identify with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think the people identify with, because these are the type of conversations that I think a lot more people wish they could just have,
right.
But it's out of not wanting to appear a certain way to a certain person, group of people,
right.
Whatever it is, you right. know what I mean? And being able to have this freedom to just come and be who exactly we are, bro, that translates.
Right.
Because it's many more people, as we've clearly been able to see over this time, that identify with who we are at our base level.
Right. Basically, it's like you're saying, so we really comfortable with being weird. But no, that's right on point, man, because we it's definitely take a lot of self awareness, man. And I don't know, I guess, you know, I don't know, just self esteem, you know, like comfortable with yeah. just really being, you know, realizing that a lot of people not going to understand you, like
right.
putting yourself out there to try to touch on things that are not normally touched on. Right. And so you gotta look a certain way to certain people who don't right. understand, like, why are you even talking about this in the first place?
Yeah.
The Blazers yeah. just won. Dude, the Blazers just won.
And that,
you want to talk about, you want to change the world, everything's fine now.
Now, I think, you know, there's a piece in there too, where having a platform, right? Especially something like this being on the radio, we could be talking about whatever, right? We can come in here, gossip hour.
Right.
We can come in here and, you know, discuss what's going on in the world, which you can cut any news station on and catch up on that. And I think there's something to having a safe space. You know what I mean? Somewhere you can come and it's free of a lot of the shenanigans.
Because yes.
you can get yes. that everywhere.
Right.
Right? And not only get that, but I don't, at least I've never gotten the vibe that we're putting this out there in a way that we're giving you the manual,
right,
you know,
right.
we're writing this as we're going along, right? And so there's a way in which we're able to connect, right? We're talking in layman's terms. So it's including everyone. It's not, there's certain things, because I listen to a ton of stuff, and there's some audiobooks I come across, or some lectures or whatever, and some of these, it's like, I know what you're saying is great, but the way that it's being given, it sounds so dry, and right. You know, it's just it's too dressed up, right. And sometimes it's just the being able to relax, and I feel like you can come here, be able to relax your ears, right. You know what I mean, right. Relax your mind, really be able to absorb what's being put out there. And I think on the flip side, us being in here, getting to the point we're at now, where we're able to relax, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right,
and
right,
getting
right.
The flow, we understand better as far as our bouncing back and forth off of each other. We've got that down, which, you know, it's taking time like anything else.
Right.
We work, we figure it out as we go, but not letting that necessarily stop anything.
Right.
Just moving forward and building. But I think that there's a lot of people that come here and tune in because it is a break away from everything else that's going on.
Right.
Everything they're being fed in every other platform.
Right.
This is where do you get an hour of just like,
right? So you can't really call here and say, I hate that too as well.
Right.
Because
right.
we're not gonna talk about nothing we hate.
Yeah, we're not water cooler talking over how much we hate this job. That's not it. That's not it.
So yeah. So the Calculated Conversation Radio Show, man. Again, you know, super grateful just to be in this position. Feel majorly blessed to kind of create a concept and an idea that I can, you know, that we can spread along to people, and that people can actually connect to and appreciate, you know. And just to think that, you know, at one point it was just an idea in my mind somewhere, you know, and to see us in here and to have the kind of listeners that we do, and then the people we've been able to reach out to that we've never seen before, that never would have heard us or never would have known what we were doing, you know, the platform has really like put us in the forefront of even more blessings, you know what I mean, because of that. And so we grateful, but I wanted to go back to how kind of, you know, kind of how it happened. But
and right quick, before you jump into that, I did want to say like a shout out to the listeners and the people who call in. Because every episode, I've got my notebook open, and so much has y'all done dropped that I've had to write down, like, yikes.
Right.
And I've
right.
had to take that thought and go expand on that,
right.
you know, in my personal journal.
Right.
And because some of you guys have hit us, so I appreciate, I know David does too.
Yes.
I speak for both of us as far as the appreciation for you guys, you know, taking the time to listen in, to call in, to kind of give that
right.
and give us something. You know, to add on to our next conversation regarding this topic, you know,
yeah.
whatever that topic may be, it may have been that you called in on. So thank y'all.
And that's true, because I mean, a lot of people, I know for a fact, don't like to listen to people talk on the radio. I mean, like, that's just boring to some people.
Yeah.
You know, and for you guys that do listen and listen faithfully, and especially go about calling in or emailing or doing something on social media, thanking us and, you know, or just reaching out. I mean, it truly says a lot about yourselves as well, and where you headed, you know, mentally and spiritually, and where you already are, you know. And so we definitely thank you for that. So, So again, back to the show. The way we kind of got this thing started. I mean, Calculated Conversation. First off, what is a chapter in a book that I'm writing? I'm writing a book called Society College. I have a chapter number 3. It's called Calculated Conversation. And so when I was faced with naming the radio show, and I had to think about my previous concepts and formulas and philosophies I had written down, like, this one kind of made the most sense. And I was thinking, that's really what we're going to be doing. We're going to be having mathematical conversations
right.
based off of certain formulas that we're going to be trying to break down and figure out how to put the right pieces in the right places, so that we can get the right results,
right.
you know? And so I was like, Calculated Conversation, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so like, I had all kind of other ideas I wanted to call it, but that just kind of was a universally just given name to me spiritually.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you do,
right,
you know, this
right.
is what you call it. This is what makes sense,
right.
you know? And so when you get tuned in with the universe like that, like, you typically start doing more things that make sense, because
right.
you don't, it may or may not make sense to you, but just kind of on the bigger scheme of things, it just makes sense universally.
Yeah.
you know, people can connect to that. It's an interesting name. It's an interesting concept and idea, you know, tying in mathematics with conversation and, you know, like that whole idea, I think is beautiful, you know. And so, Ken, man, so I feel like me and you met, I want to say we met in 2000 and I really want to say 9.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was right around in there, because I was right around the time of the transition from Seattle to here.
I was, I think, I kind of feel like the first time I met you, do you remember where we was?
Mixers? Was it Mixers?
I don't know. You went to Mixers?
So this is the thing, is that, because I, so listen, are we deep diving right quick? So the thing is that I had knew your brother, running into him just in that spot. Because that was like, because when I would come down here before living here, I would come down and be out here on a Saturday night, and that was the spot that everybody said on, you know, on the west side to go over there. And then they had that like the Wednesdays or something with something. I feel like there was a...
Yeah, it was every Wednesday. Yeah,
it was the Wednesdays.
Every Wednesday.
And so, you know, there was times I came and just would go, you know, shoot over there, and then went there a couple times on the weekend. But I had bumped in to your brother's. And then
that was a spot, because they stayed over there,
right? Yeah. And so that's where it was kind of. And I remember, I think the first time I pulled up there, I had my Caprice at that time, was all the zoom zooms and wham whams. And I think, you know, just pulling in, it was definitely a turn your head in the parking lot car. And so when I came there, it was kind of, you know, the attention. And then I came up there kind of sliding through and has had a conversation, because it was like, oh, some more black people. Right. So, you know, got going back and forth and start built. Like, it was just a thing of seeing. Right. And then I didn't know you and them
was related.
Was even related at first.
Right.
And then so that's where, though, I think one of the first time, because you had shoes.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, you had shoes back at that point. And I remember being there at one point and asking you something about it. So that's my first time I remember actually seeing you. And again, it was a night of drinking and all that, so it probably wasn't even something that registered maybe on your end. But I do remember about the shoes, because at that time I was looking into, like, okay, this might be a hustle. And then found out you did it and was like, oh, well, let me check out. And then that was that.
That was my
first, and it was right around that time. So where was the time that we probably actually had interaction?
Yeah, I think, and I used to go, you know, the funny thing is, like, Mixer still, it's still going on Wednesday.
For real?
Yeah, it's still going on, right? But me and my friend go there almost every other Wednesday, every few Wednesdays we stop by. And we like the only two people in there now. So, like, the bar, you know, like, nobody goes there at all no more. So it's like literally 2-3 people max in that place on Wednesday, total.
Oh.
So I walk
out. And that used to be spilling over the seams.
Right. So I just walk out to the dance floor and imagine I'm doing my first comedy show with people out there. And I'm like, hey, welcome to the Mixers, everybody. But anyway, so I remember now, you know, because I meet a lot of people, especially when you start doing business, you know what I mean? Because I started with the shoe business, I think, first in 2007 is when I first started becoming an entrepreneur. But I know that what I remember is that when we first talked, you know what I mean, when we first spoke, and you did an interview on me at
Chills.
That's when I first kind of start.
Okay.
You did an interview. Yes. You interviewed me and my brother.
That's when I was faking the phone. That's when I bought a camera just so I could show up and get in places, because I was still new here, and that was my way to just wiggle in place. People see you with a camera, they let you in. So that's funny. Yeah, and I still got that joint too.
Yeah, yeah. And that was actually one of my first interviews. It was horrible. I didn't know what I was even talking about. Like, I could not talk on camera. You know, but that's when I first met you, man, and we was just talking about business, and I remember we was talking about being businessmen back then. Right, I was like 09 or something. I was still talking about
that's
business,
funny.
The same stuff, you know. But we're not going to try to go too far back on y'all, but just wanted to give y'all a little history on basically kind of how the show came together. But so that's when I first remember you, though.
Okay.
And so I think throughout just, you know, me being in the clothing industry and me being connected with the people in the town that do music and do stuff.
Yeah.
So I was always able to bump into you.
Right.
Because you was connecting with the music people. You was doing your, you know, activity media.
Right.
And you was coming out with the camera and people started booking you to do videos and show up at places. Right, you know what I mean? You just came out here and started using energy, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, let me get in where I fit in out here. You know, but But basically what I want to say is that, you know, I mean, you know, and then I think randomly we always bumped into each other on random occasions, you know. And so I think for the people that's listening, you know, me and Cam, we have a very strong spiritual identity, I feel like, a connection that's almost parallel. And I felt like every time we crossed paths, that was shining.
Right.
And we didn't really, it's not like we can control it. We may have not known, we may didn't know what was going on in the beginning, but we would always find ourselves having these conversations.
Right.
And they would go on way longer than expected.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and like I said, bumping to you at my food cart when you came by, and I remember the swap meet I bumped into you. You know what I mean? And I spoke to you at events.
And that's what I was gonna say, yeah, like even in these events. But I think something too though is that it was always a mutual respect of like, it's almost like knowing we can't go crazy right here. So we gonna catch up, but it was always love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what always stood out, was being able to connect no matter, it never felt like it was a too busy type thing.
Yeah.
It was just like, okay, we here, we know we both.
And we both was busy.
Exactly. But we make sure to have that moment of like, yeah.
Yeah. I think we both seen the beauty and the magic in those conversations. I think we sacrificed certain things that was supposed to be done or we were supposed to do to have that. Because deep down, I feel like we both somehow knew it was important.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of times we won't stop that long and talk to anybody. You know what I mean? Especially not for the 45 minutes. You know what I mean? And, you know, and so those things just started happening. And, you know, and then we just started really vibing, man. And again, about 2017, I want to say, I was celebrating my birthday out in Las Vegas, and there was a radio show host up here at KBOO that was doing a show, and she was interviewing entrepreneurs. I think it was Belinda Giles who was doing that. She's a comedian, the Amazon queen.
Okay.
I think she was doing an interview up here, and I flew in from Vegas like super late because I was out of town, and I told him I might not be able to make it.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of didn't want to make it. You know, I got off the airplane. I got off the airplane probably an hour before I had to be at the show. Then I had to run all the way back. You know, my friend had to pick me up and take me all the way back home to my car on the west side, Beaverton area. And then I had like, you know, 20 minutes to get to the show. You know what I mean? I was like, man, I ain't got time for this. I'm tired. I want to relax. I want to take a break. You know, and as soon as I started thinking these things, the energy hit me, and the universe spoke. I was like, you can't afford to take a break. Like, you don't really know what this is about. You don't really know why you need to be there, but you need to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, and those are the things I take serious. And this is when you get tuned in with the universe, man, and the energy and the things that kind of brought me. I feel like along the way, the little way that I have been, it's guided me, and I stopped questioning it a long time ago. Mm. If it says do something or be somewhere, I just do it, or I be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I came about 15 minutes late, you know, and as soon as I got in, they started asking me about the businesses I've done. And then they started talking to me about, you know, my writings in Society College. And, you know, then I just really started breaking down my formulas and stuff, you know. And it was like, man, that's good stuff,
right,
you know.
Right.
And so we had a great interview, you know, and maybe a week later or so, like, you know, I got a message, and the lady who interviewed me, she's like, hey, you know, they liked your interview up there. I was like, I think they wanted to say something to you. I was like, oh, that's cool. Didn't contact nobody. Didn't think about it. Just was like, I thought she was just pretty much talking.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe a month after that, you know what I mean, or a couple of months, you know, one of the guys on the committee here at KBOO messaged me and was like, man, I heard your interview. That was super tight. You know, he was like, I felt like you had more to say, though. Mm. You know what I mean? And I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I think you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, man, we should talk about you getting your own show. I was like, oh, that sound cool. I just thought he was just talking, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I still looked into it. You know, I ended up going by his house, and we sat down for, you know, like an hour. Just chopped it up. Man, he was super nice. Even bought some shirts and products from me and everything. Mm. And he was like, yeah, we're going to work on it, man. I'll see what I can do. You know, it'll take a while because, I mean, you got to do class. You know, so much stuff you got to do.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know, whatever. I'm patient, you know. And, you know, eventually, you know, I filled out some work and, you know, and I was coming up here for orientation. And I was like, oh, okay, this is cool, you know. Mm-hmm. So this went through orientation, did a few things and, you know, and I told him what my show was about, what I wanted to be about. I didn't have it all figured out, you know what I mean? I just know I wanted to be on the radio, so right. I didn't really know what how I was going to structure the show. I had no idea. I hadn't even thought about that.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? And so, and so, you know, once I got done with that, it was like, well, you need a pilot show. I was like, a pilot show? I was like, what's that, man? Like, you know what I mean? You got to create a show, like, somehow, you know, on MP3 or even visually or something so that they can see what you're trying to do. They right. want to see you kind of make a pilot show, how your show's going to go. I was like, oh, here we go, you know? And so I made a, I think, I don't know how you got involved, though, but I know I made a post on Facebook, you know, like, you know, and I reached out to a couple of people yeah. that I've known, you know, and had conversations with, you know what I'm saying, and to get people to help me with the
yeah.
with the.
I think that's what I saw is I saw that and I saw a couple of people respond, you know, because that's one of those things that everybody, and it was one of those like, nah, I'm jumping to the front of that line.
Yeah,
that's how I know I threw you a shout based off of that. That's how I saw it.
That's how you saw it?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I didn't know if I reached out to you personally or not, but you saw that and yeah. hit me up and you was yeah. like, oh damn, okay. And then the other people hit me up. I mean, a lot of people hit me, but yeah, obviously I had to tell right. a lot of people, nah, I don't know you like that. Right, you know, this right. is an important pilot show. Right. And so what I did was settled on the people that I've actually had these conversations with. Right. That was smarter.
Right.
And you was the main one. And then I had these with Pele before. Yeah. And then Rashida, me and her have talked a couple times.
Yeah.
Rashida Robertson, I think, was yeah. the, she's a writer as well. Mm-hmm. And then Pele Wan, he's an artist, but, you know, very spiritually deep and everything. Yeah. And so it was cool. We got done with the pilot show. We recorded it. And I remember walking outside, man. I don't know. Did you text me? Did you or, no. where, or did you stop me outside? I feel like you texted me since
I
you text left. You,
yeah, I think I was left out of here, and it was like, okay, hopped in. I was like, bro, I gotta be a yeah. part. Like this is right. I gotta
so
be a part.
Right. So as soon as the pilot show was over, Can texted me. Was like, I gotta be a part of this, you know. And I was thinking like, oh, okay. Well, cool. I hadn't thought about
yeah.
I hadn't even thought about having a co-host.
Right, right.
But it just kind of like, I was like, okay, well, cool. You know, right. then it worked out. Right. And it just made sense.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so, and, you know, after all that preparation and you know, once K-Boo told me, they said, well, we'll look at your pilot show, but we don't really have a lot of room right now to actually do live shows. Mm. But, you know, we'll try to figure something out. We don't really yeah. have room. And but once they saw the pilot show we did, they said, we have room. We have room for that. You know what I mean? They loved it. You know, thanks to me and you and Pele and Rashida, we all put yeah. it together. It was an amazing pilot. And for the listeners, we're going to put that pilot on our Calculated Conversation Radio YouTube page.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yes.
So well, really what I wanted to say was, man, the reason why I'm saying all of this is because It's just really a beautiful thing, man, when you let the energy just kind of lead you. I didn't know Cam was going to be on the show, man. I didn't know how this show was going to work. I didn't have a structure. Mm-hmm. I just had an idea, and I had a passion to do this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And putting everybody, you know, in the universe helping me, putting people in position mm-hmm. and me trusting it instead of going against it and saying, no, I'll pick who I want. You don't right. pick who my host is.
Right.
You know, like, I let them do that. You know, I let them work their magic, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, man, like, they put the right person in the right place with me at the right time, and I would not ask for it to be any different. I don't know where this show would be without Can Jones. And so I'm super grateful, bro, that you helped me out with that, man, and you came on board. Like, we created something magical, you know, that a lot of people connect with. I just know it wouldn't be as powerful without you and the strengths that you bring to the table, because you got this, I mean, you got this whole outlook on things that's very deep, you know what I mean, and yeah. and spiritually connected, but it's very solid, and it's not the part of the movement that I've been studying.
Right.
And so you bring new things to me all the time for me to look at, for me to apply my philosophies to.
Right, right.
Because
right.
you come with the structure, the arguments and the structure awareness of certain aspects of things I've never even considered. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what makes this show great. Yeah. And then sometimes I come from, I think, the worldly aspect right. and just the human aspect of breaking all these things down you giving me right. and trying to apply our philosophies to see how they all work well together and make right. sure that they're consistent still.
Right, right.
You
right,
know,
right.
when we actually go out and use them. Right. You know, and so, you know, I just, so the point is, this is a show on male transparency. You know, this is two strong men, really confident in themselves, that support each other, push each other, always, you know, speak kind words to each other, always get each other's opinions, you know, always look out for each other and always do things in each other's I'm not gonna say, you know, actual loving or liking, but with each other in mind, right, to right. make sure that we all going through. Know what I mean? Because I kind of know how you're going to answer certain things, but I still go to you for an opinion because you come from aspects I don't come from sometimes, you know, and I think sometimes I do that for you.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You know, and so so the point is, when you put energy together, man, and you put it in the right place and you let it work, you can create some beautiful and amazing things, man. You get with the right people. Yeah. And so, again, this show would still be here, but it wouldn't be the show you love if me and Ken weren't doing it together.
Right.
You know, and that's the collaboration aspect of just your people, your energy, your spiritual, your goals, you know, your parallel kind of, you know, mindset with also the things that you don't have that can get the blanks filled in when you got a good partner on your side.
Right.
And so,
you know, this, it made me think about something here that I was kind of expanding on again in my personal writings. And you know how they say, like, the idea of opposites attract, like that's like the cliche thing. And I don't feel like that's for real, because I feel like you identify with people that have these similarities, right? Mm-hmm. And that kind of connects. But what it is that you where they think that opposites, it's like what works very well is the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much opposites, you know, it's more of somebody that's able to flow in these spots that you may not, like somebody's frugal, somebody's a spender, like having those two together can help to balance out because you're getting different takes on that same thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Being able to pull this in to where there's, you know, plenty of similarities, but then also having those places that, like, where your strengths are, you know, your ability to break down some of these topics in a way that I'm like, I would have said 882 words to get that out, and you did it here in a sentence.
Right, you know what I mean?
Like, there's moments that happens, and vice versa. But I feel like your ability to kind of carry that and break some of these things down to, like, ground level, you know, the breaking the complexity complexity down on the fly is something that's clutch. You know, and then knowing that outside of here, even seeing, you know, the interactions with people outside of here and being able to pick up and me witness it even before this show, like going back, bro, like something I remember was, what was the spot? It was on Grant. What was on the corner?
We were downstairs.
Yeah. And I remember there because it, whatever function that was hooliganed out. Right?
I remember that. Yeah.
And I remember being there, and I remember because a couple of my partners was there, but I remember somebody coming down, and I'm on the side and was seeing them, like, tell you, one of the older dudes was telling the young dudes who looked, you know, crazy about it, was like, he's good.
Right.
You make sure he's good. And it was like, you wasn't asking for, it was just like, that's what he felt like.
Yeah.
He's solid, no matter what's going on in here. And I remember saying that, like, that's just, this is how people feel, right? This is how people gravitate, just, and it was no thing of, you know, you trying to be extra, you just being you, right? Then even just seeing the exchanges on other levels, seeing, you know, your back and forth online with people of trying to get perspective, you know? And one thing that I pick up from you all the time is the way that you shoot out for the feedback.
Right.
Like, that's huge, of even just asking, of like, what you think?
Right.
Like, how big that is, just to see what what are, even if it's what you I may answer exactly what you thought I was going to answer, but it's still this idea that get the feedback.
That's
hard. That's a learned thing. Like, I'm trying to learn that better, to feel like, oh, okay, if I feel like I already know, then why take that step? But I don't know until I take that step. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So having to grab that. So I think that idea of, you know, what we have is more of that flow. And the reason that we have that is it's both of us connect in a way. I used to always talk about how the idea of, like, describing what I'm looking for in my woman. And I tell my woman, like, I don't have this blueprint set up.
Right.
It's just fill in the gaps. That's what I ask, you know, and then we'll some of these things are, you know, your standard stuff. But I tell her, like, fill in the gaps.
Right.
It's, I can do a bunch of stuff solo. Right. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have a crazy skill set that can get me by, but I know that I got blind spots and there's stuff that I can't see. And so you be the eyes for that and catch that, you know what I mean? Those pieces as we've kind of been developing through this time and being able to feel like I got somebody I can actually shoot back and forth with.
Right.
And then also there's something so clutch into just letting people be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's advice in general. But I think another reason why this works in the way it does is I'm being who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You're being who you are. I lose my words. I lose a memory, a thought, whatever, and it's just I don't dwell on it.
Right.
You don't, like, I think the people in my loving people in my my circle know, like, my brain will go left and go right. I have the whole thing structured. I could paint the picture, but it's here sometimes. But
right.
My people know that this is me,
right?
And accepting that I'm okay with these pieces, and my people are okay with these pieces. And the more that people are comfortable with being who they are,
mm-hmm.
the more they're gonna be.
Right.
The more they're going to exist, the more they're going to open up, the more free they're going to be.
Right.
Because they're not getting clipped. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you let people be them and you start to see some crazy things come out of it.
Mm.
And that's where going back to the idea of, like, even this coming together, where it's the ability to recognize that we were able to recognize each other's strengths in this
mm-hmm.
before even coming together.
Right.
So then when it came together, it was like sitting at this table. I knew where my strength was. That's what I threw my hat in. Like, I knew this, but I knew what you had.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so bringing that together and then existing. And as we figured it out, like, I had been on the mic before. So it's like, you know, I had a comfort as far as, you know, doing the podcast and stuff. But being able to get our flow down,
mm-hmm.
not only that, but, you know, getting more into how we're kind of lining up these shows, which for the listeners, we got some more stuff coming soon that's going to be turning this into to more of a robust
mm-hmm.
radio show.
Right.
So y'all make sure to stay tuned. But yeah, just in general, bro, this has been a crazy dope learning experience. You know, being able to sit and listen to some of your breakdowns, your thoughts, and I mean, how many times we didn't left here and I told you, like, I forgot I was on air. Like,
right,
I'm here listening too, like, oh, yikes.
Right.
Like, for listening, anytime you heard me say, sheesh, that's because that was just something that just rocked me. I had to probably take a note, like, oh, yikes. So all of that coming together and understanding that, you know, we can do that. And it's not a weird thing. And it's to be able to big your people up, you know, sometimes. And I think if this was applied more just in life for the people around us, to be able to speak to their strengths, kind of going back, piggybacking off mm-hmm. what I was talking last week, it's speaking to people's strengths,
right?
There's always going to be something that's different, something that you feel could be adjusted that would, but it's more in a reflection of yourself that you're seeing that being the reason. It's something usually that you want to see more of yourself in people. And I think we all have that where, and that's why so many people get frustrated with others who are not like them
mm-hmm.
because they can't see the reflection of themselves in that person.
Right.
But that doesn't make them any less. That doesn't make them any weaker, whatever. They just have strengths in different places.
Right.
And if you speak to those strengths and keep building that piece up in people, you're going to have some of the most solid structures around you. That's why you look at a team, the idea of a team.
Right.
There's linemen who can't do what this wide receiver can do.
Right.
Not even on their best day.
Right.
But they're still on the same team, and together they're making this work.
But when they catch a fumble, they do be trying to run, though.
Hey. Trotting.
They be fun. How come they always fall into the end zone when they finally get there? Like, ooh, wait, I can't do this every day.
But that's the thing, is being able to pull that together for what the strength is. And that's where the focus is at.
Right.
You know, we're not judging a lineman off his ability to catch a ball.
Right.
We're judging him off of his strengths and talking about his strengths.
Right.
And if we applied that more often across the board to the people that we are dealing with on our everyday, the people that we say we care for
mm-hmm.
and that we love, this is only going to make that group of people that much stronger, and also making you stronger.
Yes.
For you being able to give that.
Right.
For you to be able to pass that out. Think of what that would feel like if that was what was being told to you.
Right.
That person that's giving you that feedback, that's my partner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what that can do. And I think those are, you know, the pieces of understanding leaders and, you know, why they are leaders. People
right.
that people actually look to as a leader, not dictator, not, you know, any of that crazy,
right.
but just a leader, the people that have that. And it's that ability to, I can put this together,
right,
you know?
Right.
I can put this together, and people trust in their ability to put these things together,
right.
you know?
Right.
So
that's yeah.
the pieces, the New Year pieces.
that team aspect is, we got about 6 minutes left, my people. Sorry that we've been talking too much, but we wanted to make sure you guys got a a good understanding on how great things are born, how they come together. Just the responsiveness to the energy, the understanding of, you know, of oneself, the awareness of, again, of the universe. These things can help you create something great. Just don't ignore these feelings, these signs. You know when you can connect with somebody, and you know when you can't. And I like the whole idea, you know, of kind of going against that whole opposite attracts. I think, you know, I think it's better said, different strengths attract. Kind of like kind of what you were saying. And that makes more sense, you know. Right. Put the strengths in the right place, and you know, you'll create something very, very magical, I believe. You know, and so, but yeah, we just again, you know, this is just an episode on male transparency, man. Like, I think it's important that as men, you know, we have these conversations, you know, often. Go deep with your boys, your fellas. You know, build those relationships and build that understanding. And And you know, don't ever think that it's weak to express yourself to your brother or your partner or your dad or, you know, your son or whatever. I mean, because, you know, men, you
and
know,
and your woman too.
And your woman.
that's I think that's
well, yeah, and your woman too, you guess, yeah. Because she's gonna be talking to you if you don't say nothing to her. So. So somebody better start first, but but you know, yeah, it's important, man. I just think as men we just keep a lot of things inside, man. Yeah. You know.
Yes.
And I wanted to make sure that people understood that, you know, like, this is an amazing show, man. I'm so grateful for it. We got a lot of opportunity. I really do believe that, you know, this year we'll definitely be on the national platform, man. You know.
Speak it to existence.
We've been doing a lot of things on the under that you guys, we haven't told everybody about yet. Mm-hmm. But we got a good chance of being on the global platform, you know, sometime at least by, you know, 2019, you know. So it's gonna get bigger, it's gonna get better. We came a long way since March, and again, just to go back to our first show, it's just crazy the growth that we've had as a team and as a show, and all the love we get from the radio station. Shout out to K-Boo for loving us, right, man, because they really do appreciate us, like, and they never missed a chance to tell us thank you, I loved your show, you know. Right. Like, the people here show us so much respect and honor, you know. Like, it just, it makes it all worth it, man. And we definitely wouldn't want to be nowhere else, you know. This is kind of where we started at, and you know, yeah. K-Boo is always gonna have our hearts as well.
Yes, and I want to, before getting up out of here, coming into this new year, make sure, you know, I shout out a couple of my people. I'm really looking forward to this year and what it's gonna bring. Of course, my woman, this terrorist that lives in my house, my daughter, for the people that don't know, my little brother's back in town, my youngest brother, he's back, you know, looking to continue to build, little 24-year-old, sharp, and you know, really, really want to make sure he's setting himself up the right way.
Is he the cameraman?
No, that's my other brother. But shout out to Thomas too. With that, you know, just whoever's been there and been supporting, I just having to take into consideration the people who are there. It's easy to get caught up on what's missing, but having to focus. I think I go through the thing, like a lot of people being away from family and all that stuff, where you go through these holidays and see the connectedness that's out there, and then having to take into, I have people, you know, these people that's in my corner and that rock, and that needs to keep being my reminder, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And for everybody out there, make sure to let the people around you know how you feel about them. Make sure that the people... Let me back that up. The people that you love and care about know this. If you got hatred in your heart, you may just need to just let it go. You don't need to put that out in the air. Right. You got anything you want to leave them with?
Yeah, even if you keep your distance from somebody, you know, just keep the hatred out.
Yeah,
you know, and understand the differences between you and people. Everybody not gonna be able to kind of rock with you in every situation, every scenario. You know what I mean? Like. I got certain people I care about that I'm not able to actually connect with and build with, you know, and as hard as it is, I got to accept it. I got to take it, you know, and I got to put myself around the energies necessary to keep me focused and kind of let me know that I'm not a weirdo.
Man.
And that, you know, I am doing the right thing and that this is all part of a bigger picture, you know. And I want to stay around those people. Those people keep me inspired, you know. When I have these conversations with Ken, you know, and, you know, my guys, Ike Boogie from mm-hmm. Iron Shops, Iron, Brian from Black Mannequin, and, you know, Cool Nuts especially, man. Like, you know, every time I see him, man, he really break down some real stuff from a pioneer aspect.
Man.
And it's just much love. And so I just got to keep this going. And we should all keep it going. And you know, we sharing with each other. And we want you guys to just, you know, be the best version of your real, authentic selves. And that's when the universe is going to, you know, love you the most, I believe. You know, and that's when you'll shine the most. And you will definitely locate your global positioning system on this planet.
All right. With that being said,
that's GPS if you didn't get that.
Calculated everything.
Calculated conversation. IG, Facebook, Calculated Talk at Twitter. Express YouTube. Yourself. Oh, yeah, YouTube.
Calculated.
You're tuned to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Happy New Year from Sean the bus driver and all of us down here that just celebrated our 50th anniversary. Let's check in with some community announcements.
Attention, KBOO supporters. We apologize for the nonsensical on-air acknowledgments that have aired after recent membership drives. We assure you that those responsible have been dealt with appropriately, and the spot they conceived for this promo will never air. Please enjoy this message instead.
On behalf of the entire KBOO community, we'd like to offer our deepest and sincerest thanks for your contribution to KBOO's Give Guide campaign. Your support makes